Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Let's get to today's Nation of Pussies report. And once again, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has put themselves on the map nationally by being the location of the only institute of higher learning in the country that I have heard about that has decided to take down the American flag post-election because the students believe it is a symbol of hate.
Can't even.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
How do you get there?
A symbol of hate?
Yeah.
This is happening at
Hampshire College in Amherst.
In Amherst.
Okay.
Which ought to be its own country.
That's true.
And we'd help them get there if they'd like to. The students have been in an uproar over the election.
Yeah.
And they went to the president of the school and said that the American flag was a symbol of hate. And so,
and he laughed in their face, right?
No, he didn't.
No, they took all the flags down, including the American flag, because it's a disruptive symbol.
It's a disruptive symbol.
It's a disruptive symbol.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we've got some sound, and this is fantastic. This is student Daniel Vogel, and he was on Fox News with Tucker Carlson, and he was asked. Tucker said, "You say the flag represents evil."
Yeah.
And he said, "Why is it always rich kids that get upset about this?" And okay, this is what Daniel's response was.
We know.
No?
Where did that go?
Did it disappear?
Yeah.
Stan put it in a while ago, so it might be... No? Nothing? No,
that now disappeared.
Oh, Staniel. What happened?
I don't know...
Rich kid audio fail.
And there may be some of you who are listening who are saying, that's right, and feel free to call or to text. I'd like to know. But how do you get... that the American flag, which has stood for everything in this country for a couple hundred years, all the good that this country has done and the people have done, and that the people fighting for us have been willing to risk, all of that is nowhere near a symbol of hate. Absolute. I mean, I'm floored by this. Absolutely floored by what now. Here's a 617 text. How do you feel about this? 617 texter says they should withdraw every single dollar of federal financial aid to Hampshire College.
Thank you.
I believe that school looked this up, but a texter says that's one of the only schools in the country where there are no grades. That's probably so that nobody's feelings get hurt. Is that... What do you
obviously,
just get?
Hill Dog,
you get
obviously
a thumbs up. Everybody gets a thumbs up.
I mean,
is that accurate?
That is real.
Is that accurate?
Let's see.
Here's a text that says, Greg, I can't believe that you even just said that. You'll have to explain what. What did I say? That the flag is a symbol. They even went so far as the president of the Hampshire College went so far as last week to lower it to half mast to try to show the disappointment, apparently, and that wasn't good enough for the students. They needed to have...
Get it out of here.
They needed to have the flag taken down.
Okay.
We hate this country.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, here's a text. This texter says, honest question. If Hillary Clinton had won the election, would the American flag still represent hate? What do you believe? What is your answer
they
on that?
They would flip-flop and it would still be
They
fine.
Would say the flag is fine, right?
Yeah, of course.
Flag is totally fine.
Yeah.
We have the audio from Daniel Vogel, the student now.
He's a student at Hampshire College with Tucker Carlson.
You're more likely to pick up a story in which rich kids do burn a flag on the basis that we have more access to the media.
Oh,
I see. I see. Rich kids have access to the media.
Right.
So that's why
Sure.
they 'cause Tucker Carlson was... asking why it is the rich kids at these universities mm-hmm. who tend to be the ones who have the time to protest yeah. about things that may not be as important to other students who could perhaps, like if you're at Northeastern or something, you got to work a job, work study.
Yeah.
You don't have the time to say that the American flag is a symbol of hate. If you want to call, the number to call is 617-931-1AAF. Or if you would like to text, the WAAF Tech Needs text line is 97107. Now, this 617 texter says, I actually expect this nonsense from college kids because that's what they tend to do. But I'm amazed at how college administrators coddle these pussies.
Exactly.
I don't understand the college administrator, the president. What is the president of this college's name, Danielle?
The president of Hampshire College's name is, stand by.
I cannot believe that he even listens to this nonsense.
Jonathan Lash. You're lashing out at President Lash.
I was watching one of my favorite programs, the season premiere of The Affair on Showtime.
Yes.
No wonder you're extremely happy.
Which was excellent. I watched it last night. It premiered on Sunday night. Season 3, I believe, is what this is. One of the guys, Noah, is a college professor, and he was talking about how it's completely changed on college campuses ever since September 11th, where they used to challenge kids and they used to want to make college kids uncomfortable, and they used to want to try to challenge them on their thinking, on the effort that they put in. Now you can't do that because you want it to be a safe place. You want
a college. They'll do a sit-in.
Can't challenge anybody. Right.
It must be a safe.
Boycott classes.
It's got to be a safe place. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
What's going on?
Not much. First of all, I tend to be a little bit more liberal than you on a lot of issues, but this is one that actually drives me bananas. I did not vote for Trump. My side lost. We did not work hard enough to get the vote out. I don't know why people are blaming the flag when they didn't work hard enough to campaign for their candidate. It just drives me bananas. And I'll give you another example. I was drastically against the marijuana law legalization. Yeah. Totally against it.
Yes.
Did I put a sign out on my lawn? I didn't. Did I contribute to the cause? I didn't. So the law passed. I'm against it. I didn't work hard enough. And I don't think people realize you actually, democracy is a spectator sport. You actually have to get out and work. You have to get out and work.
Dan, voting is hard work. You got to get out to the polls. You got to get up. You got to get up in the morning. You got to get work through the hangover. You got to. Let me ask you this.
It drives me bananas that people just don't work hard enough.
Now they're
upset with the result.
How long do you think this stuff goes on for? Does it last past Thanksgiving, or is it last well into next year, do you think?
I'd be honest with you, and this is what scares the heck out of me, it's going to last the inauguration.
You think
Definitely.
So?
Yeah.
It's going to keep going? Definitely. Maybe. Hello, Ben.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, Ben?
Hey, how you doing? Am I on the air?
Yes.
Hey. Well, I just wanted to comment on this, the whole school thing, taking down the flag.
Yes.
I served the military, did my time. Hey, granted, we don't always agree as far as our political views, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But I honestly believe the schools themselves are failing these students right now by allowing them to coddle them into this, as you call it, the pussification of America.
Yes.
I'm a liberal at heart, but this is uncalled for. You have to take responsibility and say, yes. Like the last thought said, you got to work harder. You got to put in the work and vote. Like, I voted for Bernie. My guy was nowhere near the running. But we still got to go out there and do our thing. Next time, keep it going. They call the American flag a symbol of hate. After all the blood, sweat, and tears that's gone into making it to what it is right now, it is a complete and utter disgrace to everybody who's ever served.
It's so insulting to... And you know what? They don't even grasp the sacrifice of people who are way braver than I am. I'm a big, gigantic baby about the
fact.
I'm afraid of everything. So these people who have served, men and women who have served our country, whether they have been killed in the line of duty, injured in the line of duty, or returned home with a very difficult situation mentally that they have to fight through. And it's so insulting to call the American flag a symbol of hate. It is the exact opposite. It is for the president of Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts, to take down the American flag because a bunch of wine bags Trump. Are complaining about it
right.
is it's crazy to me. It's nuts. Hello, Paul.
Hey, morning, you guys.
What's up?
First off, happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Yeah, same to you.
Number two, easy solution to this. All right, we are hiring managers, right? So regardless of the company, whether it's CVS, Johnson & Johnson, Exxon, you know, you name it. Give me any resumes that I'm looking at now. The first thing I'm looking at, regardless of the qualifications, I'm looking for what school. Did you go to Yale? Bottom of the list. Did you go to Harvard? Bottom of the list. Did you go to Hampshire College? Bottom of the list. You are the last person I am considering, regardless of your qualifications, regardless of what you did in university or college, I'm not looking at you. It's that simple.
It is very, very disturbing. Because you're talking about a whole entire generation of people mm-hmm. who get their way every time they suggest something mm-hmm. because everybody's afraid to upset them. Everybody is afraid to say, no, actually, Josh, you're wrong about the American flag. Actually, Amanda, the American flag is not a symbol of hate. It's actually a symbol of the greatest democracy that ever existed in the world. Yes, there are things that are wrong with our country, but the things that are wrong with our country are an awful lot different than the things that are wrong with other countries mm-hmm. where women can't drive, can't show their faces in public, can't marry the person that they want to marry.
Can't go topless.
I mean, that's the problem, is that everybody is afraid because they've been coddled. Everybody's afraid to be honest with them and say, get out of here. Get lost. Go study. Hello, Derek.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I'm from Amherst, and I was actually literally just listening to the local FCR news report from my area. And I think there's a little bit of a backstory missing here. What happened on the campus right after the election, the flag that was hoisted was burned by a student. And then they scrambled to get one back in time for Veterans Day to show respect. And then they just quoted the president of the college saying they were temporarily taking down the flag to avoid burning happening again and trying to get the student body together to talk about how to appropriately treat the symbols like this and how to move forward from there. So I think there's a little bit of information missing.
Not what I read last night. I believe that it's very possible that message has now been altered for this morning.
Hopefully he took some heat and said, what are you thinking? I don't know what to do, but it was literally just 8 minutes ago. I just heard the local news report from the reporter who lives, just saying that they're trying to figure it out,
Yeah.
I agree. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. They need to, fly the flag, but it could be a different spin on that.
I was sent this story yesterday by my favorite college student, Julia Hill. And Jonathan Lash, who is the president of the university, or Hampshire College, did address several things, one of which was that the college board at Hampshire announced that the flag last week would be flown at half-staff to, quote, it would be flown at half staff, quote, both to acknowledge the grief and pain experienced by so many. The grief and pain over election results, and to enable the full complexity of voices and experiences to be heard. Okay? And then on, so they lowered it to half staff, and the veterans, military families were upset. And on Friday, Mr. Lash told the campus community that the college would remove the flag entirely. And he said, quote, "People for whom the flag is a very powerful symbol of fear have felt all their lives, because they grew up as people of color, that they never feel safe." So
that is a quote.
Now, I think it's very, very, very tough on a week like this where you have Thanksgiving and America's all over the place. To try to understand this. I have trouble understanding it. Now, all right, that's what's going on at Hampshire College.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.